What you are about to hear is a tongue-in-cheek story of that colorful field of entertainment called burlesque. Although burlesque has long since gone the way of all flesh, it will always remain a part of our American heritage. In fact, one of this nation's great statesmen once had this to say about burlesque.
Take it off.
Yes, folks, burlesque was as American as pizza pie.
And twice as spicy, too.
Now, with that observation in mind, we come to our story of burlesque. And who could possibly be better equipped to bring you that story than that well-known lady of letters, actress, author, homemaker?
Honey, you forgot something.
Oh?
And 3 times winner of the Anatomy Award.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee.
Hello. I've been in show business almost all my life. My fondest memories are of the years most of you remember as the Depression years. Mother and I were so poor, we didn't even know there was a Depression. We went broke during the boom. All we knew was that vaudeville was dead. How we missed the good old 2-a-day. I mean 2 meals a day, not shows. That's why I started in burlesque. I don't know how I got the job. I was only 15. Of course, I was big for my age. I wasn't exactly what you'd call a stripling of a girl. I was 38 when I was 13. Billy Minsky's on 42nd Street, a haven for the tired businessman. Those men were tired of every kind of business but monkey business.
Here it is, folks, to show that made America blush. Billy Minsky's burlesque. Girls, 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 a chorus of 40, some of them are younger. 40 girls and only 39 costumes. Step right up, the show's about to go on.
Here we are, Rags, on the corner of 42nd Street and Broadway, where all the beautiful babes pass by.
Oh, boy, here comes one now.
You take this one, Rags.
Okay. Hello, honey.
Hello.
What do I do now?
Just be suave and debonair.
Okay, suave and debonair. That's me. Hiya, babe. How'd you like to come to my room? Who the hell does she think she is?
Here comes another one. Now watch me operate. Hello, beautiful. May I have the honor of buying you a drink?
I don't mind if I have 2.
There's nothing wrong with the 2 she's got now.
Shut up, Rags. But, miss, won't 2 make you dizzy?
The price is right, but the name is Daisy.
Gentlemen, Gypsy Rose Lee.
According to the legend of Adam and Eve, they say that Eve was tempted by an apple, I believe. But strictly entre nous, that's a lot of bosh. It was Adam who was tempted, and not by a Macintosh. It was a pear, a luscious pear, that made Adam conscious of his lady fair. The moment that he spied that pear, it threw him for a loss. He didn't grapple with an apple. That's a lot of applesauce. It was a pear, a lovely pear, that made Adam so aware that Eve was there, oh, there. They say that she wore fig leaves, but that's not true at all. She wasn't wearing fig leaves when he heard Cupid's call. It happened in October, when the leaves began to fall. So let's not be naive. What magic spell can an apple weave? A peachy pear made Adam. She got him 'cause she had him. A peachy pear made Adam fall in
Hi, Pop. How's my favorite doorman?
Fine, Chip, fine.
Oh, there's a wild crowd out there tonight.
Yeah, they're always wild for you, Gypsy.
Now, Pop, you tell that to all the strippers.
Yeah, nobody draws them in the way you do. And real high-class customers, too.
They're all out there tonight again. The guy with the tie that lights up in the dark, his friend with the pea shooter. What a name that guy has.
Yeah, what a pea shooter.
And Baldy, he's out there, too. Bless his heart. Sitting there through all four shows. This lunchbox on his lap, his room number printed on his forehead. And there was a man in the front row looking at me with binoculars. I didn't know if he was one of my burlesque customers or a bird watcher. It made me so nervous. I didn't know whether to strip or lay an egg.
Yeah, nobody draws a class like you do, Jip.
Mm-hmm, sure, hanging over the balcony tonight. Remember the night one of them leaned over too far and fell? Right into the orchestra pit. They just charged him 65 cents extra and let him lay there.
Nobody draws a class like you do, Jip.
No, Pop.
Hey, has anybody got a safety
pin? Oh,
you must have.
It was a pear, a lovely pear, la 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 la.
Well, if it ain't Gypsy Rose Jailbait.
Ah, shut up, Bubbles. Leave the kid alone.
Maybe you think San Quentin Quail is classier?
For a kid, she's got a lot of sex in her walk.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peggy.
A sexy walk is how burlesque stars are made.
Just on how they walk?
Well, that and a couple of other things. Like these, for instance.
It's a wonder she don't wear them damn things out.
Well, I wish I could do that. I can't even wiggle my ears.
They're solid gold, these bazooms of mine. Solid gold. Besides me and Carrie Fennell, there's nobody else in this business that can do it. There's a lot of belly rollers, but only two of us booby bouncers.
Hey, where's my G-string?
Hey, you all decent in there?
Hey, Rex. Hey, Rex, why don't you knock?
Who's looking? I want to talk to Gypsy. Come here, kid.
You want to talk to me, Mr. Raglan?
Mr. Raglan? Who does she think she is, Lady Peel?
Hey, Jip, how'd you like to be the third girl on in the pickle persuader bit?
Me in the pickle persuader bit?
Yeah, I got a switch on the scene. You cross stage center with a yak of the act and start your motor running. I give you a double skull and a bit about the newspaper around the neck. We go into the clinch and grab, you do the pork chop rave off, and I segue into the fairy godmother finish with you taking the seltzer water in the pants.
When did we rehearse?
We just did, kid.
After my debut with Rags in the Pickle Persuader bit, I played such unforgettable parts as the widow in Flugel Street, the native girl in black and blue cargo, and the mother in Pinkus Pay the $2. I was so proud and happy to think those comics chose me to play in their scenes.
Hey ye, the court is now in session.
What's the first case on the socket? Docket.
The case of Mary Jones versus James Bailey.
And what's the charge?
He stole my money. That's what the charge is.
Order in my court. Now, Miss Jones, in your own words, what happened?
Well, Judgey Wudgey.
Yes.
I was sitting in this movie theater, minding my own business, when this fiend, this brute, this monster sat down next to me. Suddenly, I felt his hand on my ankle. Then I felt his hand on my calf. Then I felt his hand on my...
Yes, go on.
I felt his hand on my thigh. And then, the next thing I knew, he'd stolen my money.
When you felt his hand on your thigh, why didn't you scream for help?
How did I know he was after my money? Oh, let's go see the monkeys.
Sure, there's a monkey cage over there.
This is the monkey cage, but it's empty. The monkies are gone.
Keeper.
Yeah?
Well, we wanted to see the monkeys, but the cage is empty.
I'm sorry, miss, but the monkeys are mating.
Oh, and we had peanuts for them. Do you think they'd come out for peanuts?
Would you?
All right, folks, get your fortune told here. 25 cents. The great Roger Punjab knows all, sees all, and tells all. 25 cents.
You mean he tells your fortune for only 25 cents?
That's right, lady.
Or does he read palms or tea leaves?
No, lady. He has a crystal ball.
Oh, the poor man.
Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, balloons.
Help! Help! A woman's fainted near the lion's cage.
My God, look at that.
Oh, what's that? Somebody do something.
Back there. I'm a doctor. Oh. Rubber hands, rubber wrists, rubber forehead.
Rubber balloons, peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack.
Then I met my first suitor. In fact, he was a cloak and suitor. A British cloak and suitor. The George Saunders of 7th Avenue. A very highly suspected bachelor, who, like some of his children, shall remain nameless. I'll simply refer to him by his initials, C-O-D. I was very naive and terribly afraid of men. Mother always told me to be afraid of men, especially poor men. I had just finished my last performance for the evening. Oh, Pop, I'm expecting my mother. Send her right up to my dressing room, will you?
Don't you mean your undressing room?
Now, Pop, stop using Lou Costello's jokes.
Okay, beautiful.
It was a pair, a lovely pair. La-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum. I wonder where Mother is. Well, come in, Mother.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Lee. I didn't know you'd be fully dressed.
Oh, that's all right. I'm often caught in this embarrassing situation. Well, what can I do for you, sir?
First, may I compliment you on your splendid performance tonight. What was the name of that beautiful interpretive dance you did?
Oh, that was a takeoff on Prokofiev's Love of Three Oranges. Did you like it?
especially when you began peeling those oranges. I could almost see the pits. Miss Lee, if you would join me at the Ritz, I'd consider it a great honor.
Oh, I'd love to. I've never been to the Ritz.
Splendid.
Would you mind facing the other way while I slip on a coat?
Not at all. I won't peek.
Okay, let's go. Off to the Ritz. What a night that was. COD wanted me FOB, but he wound up SOL. And while he considered my being with him a great honor, I sure had to fight for mine. How was I to know the Ritz was a motel on Route 17? Then there was Wilbur. Wilbur Strauss. It wasn't so much Wilbur's good looks and manly physique. It was his voice. I'll never forget the night he walked out on that stage during intermission and said,
"All right, folks, while they're setting up the apparatus for Gypsy Rose Lee's big number, let me introduce you to the nation's new taste sensation, the new Kershey chocolate bar. You'll notice on the top of each and every wrapper there's a picture of the Kremlin. That's because Kershey chocolate bars are full of nuts. And underneath each and every wrapper, you'll find a brand new crisp $10 bill. Okay, boys, start the sale. Now have your correct change ready, folks, as my associates pass out amongst you. Now you say to yourselves, how can we afford to give away a brand new $10 bill with each chocolate bar? Well, it's very simple. We got a tie-in with the United States government. They're doing it just to advertise the money. As I said before, all you have to do to get a $10 bill is put the wrapper in a self-addressed envelope and send it to the United States Treasury Department, Hoboken, New Jersey. Hurry, hurry, hurry. As the 82-year-old husband said to his wife, this is your last chance, waiter. All right, boys, stop the sale. It's showtime. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Gypsy Rose Lee.
A lovely pair that made Adam so aware that Eve was there, all there. The thing that caught old Adam's eye, you'll never find in apple pie. All night long they billed and cooed till Adam's rib was barbecued. A peachy pear made Adam. Just a moment, please. I'm sorry. A drummer?
Yes, ma'am.
Darling, I couldn't hear you at all. Where were you? Remember, honey, during rehearsals, I told you I wanted the drum rolls on my grinds and the rim shots when I bump?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, come on, honey. Let's try it again. Hold it. Hold it, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Leader. A drummer? Honey, have you ever played for an act like mine before?
No, ma'am.
Well, come on. Look, darling, I want the drum roll on my grinds and the rim shots on my bumps. And the only way you'll get it is if you watch me. Come on, now, let's try it again. Bump, bump, bump. Honey, 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 here I am bumping my brains out and nothing's happening. Why weren't you watching me?
That's the trouble. I was watching you.
Come on, let's try it again now. Give me the roll on my grinds. That's right, darling. Come on now, catch my bump with a rim shot. Will somebody please pick the drummer up off the floor? Of all the drummers in the world, I had to get a virgin. Mr. Leader, let's go.